Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, yesterday you tasked me with coming up with our very own pork latte.
Apparently in China, at the Starbucks there, Starbucks China, they have, because it's the year of the pig. I don't know.
Is it the year of the pig?
No idea, Jess. But they...
It's the year of the dragon.
The year of the
Thank
dragon.
Thank you, Will.
Will from the newsroom's in here to get in on this.
I think eating pork around this time, like around the new year, signifies good luck or something like that.
And they have a pork latte. And as the resident coffee drinker of the show, mm-hmm. I thought, Jess... Craft this. I'll give you 24 hours. Bring it to the show.
Yeah.
You aren't able to test drive your
Unfortunately,
pork latte.
I got my teeth whitened this morning.
Super convenient.
I've been sworn off coffee until that heals. So I brought Will from the newsroom in to test because he's also a coffee drinker.
Yep.
And I have put together a little pork latte concoction of my own.
Because what we're thinking is if it's good in China and it's successful, if we mm-hmm. can... Like hone in on the recipe. We could make it big across Geelong, mm. Surf
well,
Coast, and the
Bowery. I was wondering how I was going to do this, and then Azza from Hamlin Heights gave me a call yesterday after we'd been talking about it on the show, and he said, "Jess, why don't you take some pork crackle, grind it up, and just mix it into a latte?" And I was like, "That is genius. It's exactly what I've done, fellas." So okay.
I've heard pork and latte, and I like both those things.
Yeah.
So what could go wrong?
I even put a cute little curl of pork crackle on the side of the cup for you. Like
right.
You would usually get a biscuit with your coffee, but now you get
I get pork
you
crackle.
Get a bit of pork.
So is this warm? Because as a non-coffee drinker, I don't know.
It is warm.
My actual.
It did. Admittedly, it came out a little crunchier than I expected.
That looks like.
Like it looks like really wet Weet-Bix. Like you put too much milk in your Weet-Bix. Yeah,
why do you sound excited about that?
Because I don't have to drink it. Okay. I mean, you've seen the consistency. 3, 2, 1. Give it a cheers.
Cheer.
Oh, nice. Here we go. Both are getting straight into it. Oh, you've taken very big sips.
I can't even drink this.
Oh, poor Will.
Oh, that's all.
Is it? Does it taste porky?
What have you done?
Because it smelt porky.
There's a lot of directions of bad.
What do you mean?
Every way I look at this is bad.
What do you mean, what have I done? I crushed up pork crackle and I put it in a latte, mate. I'm a barista.
Careful, Will. Don't question the boss.
I'm a barista, mate.
Another sip.
Oh, they've gone in for a second sip. That must mean it's good. Is it crunchier than you want your coffee to be? Will, you're the coffee connoisseur because Tim's not going to like it because it's coffee.
I've got to say, I haven't had a coffee of this sort of consistency before. It's like you've put no effort in whatsoever.
I put lots of effort in. I walked all over Westfield today.
Right, to get the pork crackle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from me.
You asked me for a pork latte. I delivered.
No. What the tones that I'm getting that I don't like are coffee tones.
Yes, of course. But the ones you do like
if anything,
are pork tones.
It's... Exactly. So I'm liking the pork. If anything, this coffee is ruining my pork.
So. I've got to say, it tastes like a pork latte. I can taste coffee and I can taste pork.
Sounds
but,
like
but
I delivered.
Why does it taste like I've just thrown up and then eaten
yeah,
it again?
It does look like that. It does. If you want
to, Tim, maybe I need to put your pork crackle in just with milk.
Like,
and
what
see
did you actually
you like
do?
That.
I'm intrigued as to the process.
She
How did you
said,
get
mate,
it?
She just ground it up, chucked it in the coffee.
Like, in the coffee?
In the coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mixed it in.
Did you?
Did it not mix in properly?
Why is there a definitely big... mixed in is not a word.
Why is there a big bit of pork crackle just floating?
Oh, because I put that on the side of your cup.
Is that like a is that like a marshmallow for a regular?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
There was a piece of pork floating in the Starbucks one.
It's it's a huge, for mass marketing, it's probably a huge no for me. I don't think we should invest
any dollars. So we shouldn't bring it to Australia then. Okay.
Don't worry, what we can do, Jess, is we'll put this in the fridge because I know you can't because you had your teeth done today.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you to experience this. We'll chuck this in the fridge tomorrow, pop it in the microwave. You beauty, you can have it. You can experience
it.
Yeah. I don't think you save an iced pork latte.
Ooh.
Chuck some ice in there.
Well, Jess, yummy. I'll save mine because I'm so full and I just don't want to finish that.
Num, num,
num. Num, 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 indeed. So, all right, we've done the research. Let's not do that. Pork latte.
You're welcome.
Is a no. Will from the newsroom, we're not just here to give you great treats. We're here. We're going to get you to stick around and test our news knowledge with Have You Been Paying Attention. But on the radio, thanks to Metricon and their award-winning display home at Jen Fines for Display Village. That's happening up next on K-Rock.
This is Tim and Jess.
Will from the newsroom has stuck around. Are you getting the aftertaste of the pork latte?
The pork latte afterburps.
Yeah. How long did that song go for?
That went for just under 4 minutes.
And I had that amount of time to go get a drink of water, and I didn't. And I'm regretting it.
Because you love the taste of a pork latte.
I just love
so
it
much.
So much. Yeah. To be fair, I did say the taste, you sort of nailed the taste. I could taste the pork and the coffee. It was just, it's just...
We all just spent the last 4 minutes trying to tell me how I should have put the pork in with the coffee beans to extract them together. As if I've got that time, Will. Come on.
The experiment's been done. We need to move on, so let's do that.
Metricon. Visit their two display homes at Armstrong Estate, Mount Dunedin. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, you and I, we have to fill in the blanks.
Massive news out of Sydney. Fred again, the famous British DJ, has announced a surprise gig at which iconic music venue tonight?
Sydney Opera House.
Yes.
Oi! Have you? I was going to say Horton Pavilion.
I mean, that's iconic in a different way. Have you heard Fred again?
No, what is Fred again? So I saw that
I don't
this
have,
has been announced.
I don't have the song ready to play, but I can try, attempt to sing.
Please.
It. Everybody, 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 everybody.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you nailed that.
I still don't know what
I'll play
about.
It for you in the next song, okay, and great. You will go, in retrospect... You will look back at
Tim.
This moment and go, that was surprisingly close to a real song.
But it's quite cool. He's famous for like just randomly saying, I'm doing a show tonight. So this morning.
How does he get people to go?
He literally announced
it's
this morning.
He's popular.
Fair enough.
He's like, think Dom Dolo just being like, hey, I'm going to go and perform at the end of Cunningham Pier.
Mm-hmm. It's already sold out. There were 100,000 people in the queue at one stage.
Oh my God.
He announced it this morning. So that's happening tonight. Massive. Which classic movie has been reclassified and had its age rating changed by the British Film Censors because it features discriminatory language?
Ooh.
Been out for about 60 years. Classic kids film.
60
Mary Poppins?
Yes.
No way!
Yes.
What has it been classified to?
Well, it's been reclassified from a U, which is the British equivalent of a G.
G, mm-hmm.
I think. So universal to PG due to the use of discriminatory language throughout the film.
Do you remember that that ad that used to come on before the DVD that was like the family? It was like, oh, I'm MA 15+.
Yeah.
Do you remember that kid?
And then they kick him to death like, oh, for mature audience. And he put his arm around his wife. What's wrong with this country?
That was a great ad. Bring it back.
I got no idea what you're talking
Are
about.
Are you joking?
Will,
Are you too Jess, young to...
Jess, Will is... Almost half your age.
He is a child.
So let's
almost half her.
I'm going to show you that ad.
Okay.
I'll put it up at K-Rock Geelong because it was a great ad.
Has the same energy as the piracy ad where it's like, you wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah, do you remember that ad?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I know that. So, okay. Yeah.
Not that young.
This one used to come on before the piracy ad.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Ads.
God, and I feel so old.
And the boss of Kellogg's is under a bit of fire after he suggested people should be doing what amid the cost of living crisis?
Eat more cornflakes.
It was eat cereal for dinner.
So that's his new campaign. Give chicken the night off. Go with
cornflakes. Wow. That's grim.
Did you ever have cereal for dinner growing up? Because if we had a big day, a big family outing, Mum's whole thing would be like, toast for dinner. And we would never have cereal for dinner, but it was toast for dinner after a big day out, if we had a big family lunch.
Nah, we did like fruit. It would be like...
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're just having watermelon.
Having watermelon.
Yeah.
I've certainly been guilty of having dinner and then going, being me, I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
So what
give
do you,
me some
cheeky
cereal.
Bowl.
What do you think having cereal at dinner time is better than having... dinner at breakfast time.
Nah, I'd love a steak for breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, give it to me.
Chicken parmigiana.
Nah, stop. Nah.
No?
No, I don't like that.
No?
That's sort of like a pork latte. It's not floating with you.
Okay, fair enough. Well, from the newsroom, he's tested our news knowledge. He's been an experimental lab rat with the pork latte.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
This morning I did something that I've been putting off doing for many years. I've always wanted to have my teeth whitened. Mm-hmm. And in the lead up to my wedding, we're only 18 days away, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to bite the bullet. If there was ever a time for me to get my teeth whitened, now is that time. I'm not going to mention where I got it done because, to be frank, I paid full price. So.
Oh, jeez.
But ever since I got them done this morning.
You know, everyone pays full price for things in life, Jess.
Yeah, they do. I'm just not used to it.
Oh,
I, ever since I had them done this morning, everyone in the office is making fun of me because I have been in agony.
Now, I just have, at this point, no sympathy.
Oh, so, I'm fully aware I've done this to myself.
I gave you several warnings from accounts that I'd heard of people who'd had the similar experience.
I had heard similar accounts.
And I also suggested, I was like, hey, if you are going to do this, maybe on a weekend. Mm-hmm. So, like, because at work, talkie-talkie.
I have no
six.
Weekends free right. In the lead up to the
oh, I'm sorry. I just I think you think that's my problem for a second. and I, as someone who just quietly, like I know I've mentioned that I've had retainers, who has been in dental pain for over a year now and never complained about it.
Don't know how you do it because the minute I got in, the sharp pain in my teeth, honestly, I would rival this to when I tore my ACL. to when I broke my ankle.
Dentists listening or dental assistants would just be thinking you are the softest butter I, ever done melt in the sun.
The one time I got a tattoo, I said, this is the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And the tattoo artist said, wow, you've lived a cushy life. This pain is worse than that.
If getting a
I
tattoo,
would get 17 more tattoos before I got my teeth whitened again.
That is, I'm going to save this time and that will come back to bite you one day. The day Jess got 17 tattoos on him. I have no. And you said you're like, I'm not going to complain about it. And then
I did.
Jess, the first I'm going to say hour of communication I heard you either speaking to me or other people about.
Other people were asking. They're like, oh, you got your teeth whitened. Like, how was it? And I was like, it was agony. Don't do it.
That's the price of beauty, baby.
It is.
That's what it
and
is.
And that's why I was like, I'm weighing it up, like a little bit of pain for 24 hours versus having some pearly whites forever in my photos. I'll take it.
You said it kind of feels like you've chipped all of your teeth.
It really does.
Like that whistle that you get, that
agony when you've got like
can
a real.
Can you stop? There are people who are like really in issues right now, and you're using the word agony far too much for my liking.
I'm so sorry. But yes, it does feel like I've chipped every single one of my teeth, especially at the front, at the top, and at the bottom, at the top, at the
oh,
in
mate,
front.
You must be in agony.
I am, Tim. I am.
You're chewing gum on the show like you're Kinnicky all of a sudden.
They
from
told
Greece.
Me that that would help with the pain.
The amount of advice that I've had to ignore to do this radio show to be like, well, I can't do this because I speak for
why,
living.
What did and they?
They were like, all right, we recommend like because it's going to adjust your the way you speak, mm-hmm. like potentially taking them out, but that means go for long. But I've like, no, this is a job. I've got to make sure. And like day one,
hey,
day one of dental work, and you're so Tim, biggest change stories of the day. You are the most dramatic version.
Do they look better though?
As I said to you, no offense, I don't look at your teeth ever.
Yeah, but like you can objectively say they look white.
Yep. Jess, they look white.
I need more than that. Okay. I'm in agony, Tim.
Okay,
give me something.
All right.
52232955. When have you injured your teeth?
I think it's not about injuring your teeth, it's chipping. Because you're saying it's feeling like you've chipped your teeth. And it feels like you've chipped your teeth. When I've chipped my teeth, it's been playing games of football or my sister smashing my face onto our grandparents' dining table because I took the last minty.
My mum bit into a granola bar and chipped her front tooth twice. Twice she did it.
Went
like,
back for another one.
Stop eating granola.
That's fair.
Just stop.
I like that. 52232955. How did you chip your teeth?
Mm-hmm. Should I have gotten it done before we had a work day?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I agree, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Here we are, though. And you said, after whitening it, look, they look great, but it feels like you've chipped all of your teeth.
It feels like my top row and my bottom row in the front are all chipped. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yep. Again?
Hate it.
No sympathy. Everyone warned you that this was going to be a painful procedure and you've done nothing but sort and go, well, I can't have lunch today, guys, obviously, because my teeth.
Okay.
My teeth.
I never said that. I just sat there quietly.
Oh, what are you
agony.
Eating? I wish I could eat, but I can't. My teeth. My teeth are sore.
I'm not the only one who's inflicted this kind of pain on myself, Tim.
Yep.
Azza from Hamlin Heights, you had a bit of an ice hockey injury.
Yes, I'm 45. Moment, but it would have been about 15 years ago. I used to play ice hockey for the Ringwood Raiders. And they do, in ice hockey, you can do this shot. It's called a slap shot. And if you've ever seen Happy Gilmore where he goes nuts and just hits the golf ball, it's something similar.
I've seen Happy Gilmore. I've seen the Mighty Ducks. I'm with you, Azza.
She's across it.
Yes. So if you can imagine someone doing a slap shot and about 10 metres or so away, me getting hit right smack in the mouth with an ice hockey puck.
Oh, so I imagine it was very lovely.
Oh, it was painful. Yeah. But normally you have a visor on the front, but mine had fallen off, so I'm like, I should be right, you know. Of course, the one time I took it off is the one time I got whacked in the face.
Yeah. How many teeth did you lose, Azza?
I think it was like 2 on the top and 3 on the bottom.
Oh, it's not even even. You'd want 2 and 4.
Probably should have put a warning for anyone that's got like weird teeth issues. I know I can see Tim.
Do you need a warning for yourself? Okay. Have you got sore teethies? You got
teeth
issues?
Yes, I do have sore teethies.
As of that, that is sounds like a real tooth issue. So yeah. That is brutal. Michael from Inverleigh is giving us a call. Michael, you cracked your teeth?
Yeah, I cracked my teeth. All crackle.
It gets the best of us, Michael.
Honestly, like
Christmas time, and I thought, oh yeah, I'm trying to eat all the pork crackle that was left, and I shouldn't have.
Michael, you hear so many stories about pork crackle chipping people's teeth, so much so that whenever I eat it, I eat it so slowly and delicately because I live in fear. Because again, like Jess, you were saying about your mum, my mum's kryptonite is pork crackle.
Yeah,
she'll be chewing on her teeth like Kit Kats, Michael. So. Tic Tacs. So it sounds ouchie mama. Again, another real tooth problem there, Jess.
That joins me in my real tooth problem.
Just for context, Jess is in so much pain, she has a stress head of Donald Trump that she has been squishing all day going, it distracts me from my teeth. And are you squeezing it right now?
I'm aware that I look like a child right now, but I'm in agony, Tim. And I'm still here. Yeah. Doing my job.
Honestly, I'd prefer you call in sick. This is Tim and Jess. Home time question. In your day-to-day routine, when you wake up in the morning, I know your fiance is on shift work, so it's not like you don't both get up at the same time, whatever. It's kind of a mixed bag. Once you're up, obviously, whether you'd stay in bed and scroll through your phone or you just say you're just chatting or whatever, once you're out of bed, do you make your bed for the day or do you just go, I'll come back to that, leave it? Or do you make your bed every day?
My fiance Akshay makes the bed every day.
You come and go as you please?
Yeah. I don't really care. Like at the end of the day, if it hasn't been made, I will quickly just throw the blankets, make sure they're even, and then into bed.
You'll make it right before you get back in.
No, but I don't make it. I just make sure that the top sheet is tucked in and that sort of thing.
I mean, that just sounds like hard work. You just commit to it being unmade at this point. Well, I tell you what, you're probably more beneficial in your household than your fiance.
Please tell me more because he's always telling me to make the bed.
Because it does give you I feel like once that's the bare minimum of things you need to get done. At least that's how I feel. I go, all right, if I've made the bed, at least tick off the checklist.
That's what
of
my fiance Akshay says.
Start the day in a great way.
He's like, you've already accomplished something. I'm like, I haven't accomplished anything. Yeah. I've made the bed.
Apparently, making your bed every morning could become one of the reasons that you're not prolonging the life of your mattress.
So
it's not that you're being lazy, Jess. You're just looking to extend the lifespan of your mattress.
I'm frugal.
Because if you want to make your bed straight away, you let your mattress bedding breathe in between you. So let it let it sit there kind of like a flopped towel on the ground, and it helps reduce the chance of dust mites. But also, if you're always pushing down on certain parts of the mattress, eventually the springs or whatever is in there, the ergonomic philharmonic, whatever it is inside there.
I also have a philharmonic orchestra in my springs.
Or whether it's a waterbed, obviously you're the king or the queen of your household if you've got a waterbed. But what it is doing, if you're not continuously doing that so frequently, it's expanding the life of your mattress. So Jess, I think you're actually quite frugal.
I did air it out on Sunday because I took the sheets off to make the bed.
You aired out the mattress.
And I just didn't put sheets on again until the end of the night.
I fully envisioned it in the driveway.
I did.
You couldn't bring the car in.
I was shaking it off the balcony.
Because of how short you are, you holding a fully, a queen size mattress, shaking it so casually. That's a famous image in my brain. So if you have a partner and you're listening, this is what I wanted to get out there. If you have a partner that is always we've got to make the bed, just ask them, do you hate having money?
Yes.
Do you, what is wrong with you?
Slap their hand away and say, put that down.
No. You leave that out there. We're trying to get the best out of this mattress. So I just thought this would be a helpful almost CSA.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really needed this today.
I think we all did.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.